Hello, everyone. My name is Kat Peoples, and I am your host for the next hour. Thank you for joining me. Tonight is an exciting episode as we dive right into examples of how-to exercises, followed by a few what the bleep moments, and ending with an oracle card reading for the collective. Again, my name is Kat Peoples. I hold a bachelor's degree in business administration, a graduate degree in clinical psychology. I've been an invited guest lecturer at multiple universities throughout the years, to include Harvard, and have made television appearances on both Fox News and ABC, as well as local television networks. As a forever learner, I've also earned several conventional and spiritual certifications along the way, to include, but not limited to, spiritual, shamanic, meditation, mindfulness, health and wellness, life coach, and mental health ambassador. And also an intuitive empath, Reiki healer, energy healer, and I am clairvoyant is my main Claire. I also have many what the bleep moments along the way. Starting as a child, I've had many metaphysical experiences, which do continue to this day. So let's get started. But before we dive right into tonight's how-to exercises, I'd like to briefly review the difference between science and spirituality for those listeners who missed the first episode, and talk a little bit about such things as what is energy, what is an aura, who are our angels, and how they play an important role in manifesting our reality, as these topics directly apply to this particular show tonight. All right, so in brief, spirituality involves the recognition that there is something greater than us, often involving spontaneous experiences that cannot be explained scientifically. That's the short version. It is the understanding that we are part of a divine, cosmic, universal life force, knowing that our lives have significance in a context beyond our mundane, like everyday existence. So spirituality is the opening of the heart space and aligning it to our soul. And to achieve a greater sense of spirituality, daily discipline is vital. Okay? It's just vital, and these rituals are required to achieve higher levels of consciousness, whereby all things are possible. Examples off the top of my head, love, joy, abundance in every way, prosperity. The list just goes on and on and on. And neuroscientific research report literally shows with an increase in gray matter on brain scans, as we continually grow our experience, as we continually grow our expansive mind through these daily spiritual practices. So that's incredible, right? To think that on a brain scan, it actually shows this gray matter on our brain, which, through the practice of our spiritual routines, our mind is expansive. So, what is energy? And science, by the way, is basically just, what we see, it's literal, right? So, if we cannot see, hear, feel, touch, taste, if it can't be proven, then most people just feel like it's not true. So there is a difference there. All right, so what is energy? Einstein said, everything is energy, frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It's not a philosophy. It's generally physics. So the scientific definition, here we go, is that matter is anything that takes up space and has mass in physical form, such as plants, trees, rocks, houses, buildings, people, etc. Spirituality speaking, energy is a non-physical force or essence and is driven, and it is the divine universal consciousness which has an intelligence. Our energetic frequency is naturally joyful and expansive, but many people rarely hook into that state because they let their habitual ways of thinking about things just drive their natural frequency down, which is unfortunate, right? So they get stuck at lower levels of energy and forget they are so powerful. They are powerful, positive forces of nature. So our reality is generated by where and who we spend most of our time frequency-wise, as well as our words, our thoughts, our actions. Therefore, our rituals are in there. Therefore, we can work on changing our life script if we so choose. Choose? Thought-provoking question. So once you decide to change and actively take part in doing so, being the key, we elevate our frequency towards our desired outcome. There's different changes of stage, different stages of change that we will talk about later, but change moves us from energy of resistance and fear and worry to trust, acceptance, and love. An aura is, and again, these are more brief descriptions, and you can find more if you want to go research this yourself. But an aura is an electromagnetic field around every body. It's like an energy shield that has several layers that are related to our chakras going down the spine. Your aura's health can be maintained by daily practices of, for instance, yoga, meditation, tai chi, chronic healing, classical sound therapy, and Reiki, to name a few. It's important to keep the aura from negative energies, such as anger, worry, fear, and other similar emotions that disturb the normal functioning of our physical, mental, and emotional systems. Worth noting here is that any negative triggering thought has to pierce through our aura before it can manifest as a disease in the body. So it's very important keeping your aura clean. It's just so important as the mind, body, and spirit. Our aura shields are as follows. Like if you look, when you're looking at a picture, for instance, of an auric field, you can just imagine looking at circles around your entire body. And the auric fields include different bodies, your physical body, etheric body, emotional body, mental body, astral, celestial, casual. And again, more on that later. Many people see auras, some don't. I auras that I don't know how I see them, they just appear. And each color has a frequency and a vibration. So a lot of times, too, they're hooked up with our chakra system as well, like they said earlier, and it just, you know, more on that later as well, but that auric field again, things can get stuck in there. And once it's stuck, then you truly want to clear it out. Because you may be having emotions, feeling things, and it's just not your energy, right? You may be unmotivated. You may be sad. You may be, you know, just disengaged. Or, you know, it could be anything that is not in vibration with your own self. Okay. So who are angels? Angels are spiritual, celestial, divine beings who serve God, open our awareness of the universal life force, and help all of mankind. So you just call on them, and they will help you with everything you need. As there are many, 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 many angels, for the sake of time, I will just list the main archangels to me, to include Mighty Archangel Michael. He is our protector. His name means he who is God. So you want to call on Mighty Archangel Michael in any situation where you feel threatened. And I'm going to give you exercises to do this later on in the show. But you just literally can call on him to come protect you. I call forth the Mighty Archangel Michael to put a circle of protection around me now. And boom, it's done. All right. Raphael, Mighty Archangel Raphael, is the healer of people and animals. And so if, you know, you're not feeling well, you know others who are not feeling well or sick, if you need healing, who you call upon. Mighty Archangel Raphael is very powerful as well. I work myself with both these angels. I see their lights. Mighty Archangel Michael is more of a blue-purple color, and Mighty Archangel Raphael is green. So I know when they're around, and they are so powerful. And you can ask, for instance, Mighty Archangel Raphael to put an emerald green. I asked Mighty Archangel Michael, please put your emerald green cloak of healing around me to heal my heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. It's part of a ritual that I do. But you can call this archangel in any time for healing. And as you go through your day, this emerald green cloak of healing is on you. And healing, you know, you can ask, heal me down to the cellular and the molecular level of my being, you know. Through all space and time, it's incredible the power of these archangels. All right, with your animals as well. Mighty Archangel Gabriel delivers important messages to God for us. His name means God is my strength. And Mighty Archangel Gabriel, he delivers, like I said, very important messages to God. So I call on Gabriel every day as well to bring my prayers to God and to whatever I'm praying for, whoever I'm praying for. And I also ask him to deliver the prayers that others are praying for me and my family and others, Mother Gaia, like, whatever it is that I'm praying for and others are praying for me, that's what I ask Gabriel to bring to God and answer in my favor and those who I'm praying for's favor, and divine truth and justice and divine mercy, divine divine love. And so I asked him for answers. You know, I can call upon Gabriel for answers to certain questions and just be open to hearing the answers, and you can ask for a sign, whether it be, you know, the numerology, you know, triple numbers. I get signs like that all the time, every single day, whether I'm outside driving, you know, in the car and I see a license plate, these triple numbers, or paying my bills, or just on just a piece of paper, or driving down the road on my mailbox, or they just, it just comes to you. You can be listening to, you can be thinking of something, right? Moment, it's validated as far as all is good, you know, by, for instance, a song comes on the radio, you can ask, you know, spiritual, there's many, many spiritual animals, or just, you know, like birds, there's the red cardinal, there's the, you know, butterflies, there's sea feathers, and, you know, dragonflies, you know, there's just, you know, dimes, pennies, you know, there's so many signs you can get, and you can have your own sign. You can just, you know, if there's a lure that you want to see, you can ask for that as well. It's all validating information. All right. So Uriel, Mighty Archangel Uriel, is responsible for intellectual understanding, helping us with our ideas, our insights, writing, speaking, and studying. Again, I call him Mighty Archangel Uriel every day, because these four angels, are archangels, are part of a ritual prayer that I say with, you know, with their gifts they're here for to give us. And honestly, they've never failed me, ever. And so they're doing everything for our highest and our greatest good. So if there's lessons to be learned, you know, that's okay. We learn the lesson and then we, you know, move on to, because once we get past that, then it opens up for big, happy changes and opportunities, whatever it is that you're looking for, whether it be a new job, you know, a romance, you know, you're working on a project and all of a sudden, you know, here are, you know, all of these supporters that are coming in, you know, these influencers, these, you know, people are just supporting you, not just emotionally, but also, you know, monetarily. So, you know, call on these angels because, again, anything is possible. All right, Mighty Archangel Sandalphon, receives and delivers prayers to God from us, and is also known for helping musicians. These angels by far do more than I'm giving examples. I just want to make that clear. But again, for the sake of the show and timing, I'm giving you this in brief. Okay. Mighty Archangel Ariel connects us with nature and animals and helps us become more aware of helping our environment, Mother Earth, and all the creatures in it. Nature helps us to manifest our earthly material needs. This angel is very special to me as well. They all are, honestly, all the ones that are reading. They're all very special. But Ariel is connected with nature. And in terms of what helps us to connect with the oneness, the universal, right, cosmic oneness. You know, Mighty Archangel Ariel is very important because nature is part of that. Connecting with nature and all of its beings, the trees, the flowers, every weed, you know, has a consciousness. And if you listen, you know, you're going to hear. You just have to tap in and you have to still your mind, you know, through, you know, different meditation, of course, is one, but there's so many ways to tap in. I'm just trying to add to your already existing nature. Like I said, you give to nature and nature gives back to you. Also raising our vibration, our frequency, our consciousness. So we're in a state to manifest. Okay. Now we have Mighty Archangel Shemuel. We call upon this Mighty Archangel for universal and personal peace and finding whatever we are seeking. Angel, for, you know, whatever I want to manifest. I go to other sources as well. So I have a selection of, you know, things and beings that I of course, got that I go to. But the angels are just so in tune. They're closest to us, you know, where we can actually communicate with these archangels in a way that they know what they're saying, right? So there is a hierarchy of angels that are maybe higher. They are higher, right? But these archangels that oversee the archangels, however, I'm working with the archangels tonight because I work with them every day, and they're very powerful. I also work with the other ones as well, but I just wanted to make it clear. That's why I brought the archangels up into this show, because I feel like they're the easiest for those who are just really beginning their spiritual journey to really connect with. So we also have Mighty Archangel Haniel. He's responsible for helping us with awakening and trusting our spiritual gifts of intuition, as we all have them, and clairvoyance. Releasing the old and support and healing. Through releasing the old and support and healing for women's physical and emotional health. So just, you know, trusting that this Mighty Archangel is going to help you on your spiritual journey and you know, for you to become enlightened and, you know, ascend and, you know, all those things that come with, you know, this time. This is really, really important. And your intention, I might add, is essential. You know, you want to talk to these angels and ask for their guidance with a full heart, because that's the power of your intention. So the more you reach out to them with the true intention of truly wanting something, opposed to you can want something, you can need something, right? So, you know, I would go with the needs, if there's something that's really needed, right? And then you go if you want. You do both. You can do anything you can. I'm just saying that when you approach these angels, it's very important that you do it with intention, a powerful intention behind it. So we have Mighty Archangel Jophiel brings us feelings of beauty. Love her and uplifts our thoughts and our feelings while also helping us to declutter our lives. Well, she's important to me as well because I love to declutter. You know, I feel like any one of us has closets and, you know, just garages and cluttered. And personally, when I am in a space that is decluttered, feng shui comes to mind, which I can't really speak about with authority here, but, you know, it just gives me a peace of mind and it brings joy to me and it helps me to tap in. It helps me to, you know, to think more clearly, with clarity. I'm able to, the energy is just different, you know, when you're in space. And so anytime, you know, I'm doing a show or, you know, I'm working with spiritual tools and techniques and trying to, you know, and connect whatever it is I'm doing spiritually, I am constantly, 100%, I'm clearing that space that I'm working in because that's important because not all the time is every room, you know, sparkling, clean as far as, you know, I mean, I have my clothes, you know, unfolded, you know, right next to me. So, but, you know, when you're working spiritually, you know, you want to try to have the incense going. You want, you know, music, angelic music I listen to. I don't have it on right now, but, you know, that's important. You know, you want to say your prayer. You just want to protect that space. Okay. Let's see. So, Jeremiah helps us to develop and understand our spiritual vision and clairvoyance. And I love this, my archangel, because he helps us conduct a life review so we can make adjustments with respect to how we wish to live. So, again, this comes back to, you know, what do you want? You know, are there things in your life that you want to change? So, I mean, we can all say, yes, there's things in our life that we want to change, right? But are you willing to do the work? If you are, you know, then magic happens, right? And I've called on this angel so many times because I love this life review in terms of making adjustments because, you know, life is chaotic at times, right? We all go through stuff. Everybody has their stuff. And so there's ups and downs and, you know, and during these times of challenge, right, you want to ask yourself, what is it that I'm doing now that's not getting me to where I need to be? And with that question alone, you call on this mighty archangel and you're going to ask for the insight, right, to conduct a life review where you want to be, what you want to do. Right, then there's mighty archangel Azrael who helps heal the bereaved, helping souls cross over, and assisting grief counselors. My Archangel Metatron is very important. I'm sure many of you have heard of Metatron's Cube. This Mighty Archangel helps us with sacred geometry and esoteric healing work, which tree healing, Reiki healing, hands-on healing. There's many different energy, ways of manipulating energy, and it's tapping into universal energy is, you know, where he helps us here. And so you know, if you just think of the law of attraction, right, that's universal, right? And so esoteric is healing work is very important to me personally, daily. And, you know, one of the ways of getting here as well, I can't stress meditation enough, but we'll get into that later as well. All right, Mighty Archangel, Argul, he is the Mighty Archangel who heals arguments. It's you know, I think we have one more day left for Mercury retrograde. So I can only imagine how many times this Archangel's been called on during this time. But this Archangel, you'll call on him to, you know, just help you to bring harmony to any situation, whether it's an argument or a misunderstanding, whatever it is. And call on this one quite a bit in the past. Now, I call on today because I woke up late and I had an appointment, and then, you know, there was some miscommunication, there was some stuff going on, and it was, you know, like I said, it was Mercury retrograde stuff, and I was like, okay, all right, I got it. I'm just going to call on this Mighty Archangel, and things did work out, and it's fine. All right, so he brings harmony to all situations. Mighty Archangel Raziel helps us to understand the secrets of the universe, remembering and healing from past lives. I believe that's very important for us. And understanding esoteric wisdom, such as dream interpretation. I was telling a friend, I had a dream last night. And I also have lucid dreams, which come true within 1 to 3 days. So some can call it a prophetic dream. This dream, I was in between. I feel like that lucid state and not quite. For the first time, I wasn't really sure what was going on with this dream, but it was a dream that actually manifested, you know, earlier. but I was able to, again, just, you know, it's done. It's over. It's good. It's great, actually. You know, but I knew, I felt like something could have come up. And so, but again, like lots of times, it doesn't, you know, even dreams that aren't lucid, you know, dreams are really, really important. You know, loved ones come through in dreams. You can ask to meet your spirit guides. You can, you know, through visualization too, before you go to sleep, you know, you can ask to be connected with, like I said, loved ones, or, you know, go someplace, ask to travel someplace, and, you know, you can meet your guides, your angels, your loved ones. You know, your higher self, you can, you know, your past lives, you know, sometimes obviously come through. So that's important to me as well, because I want to not take on the energy, again, that's not mine. If it's as far as karmic, negative karmic energy from our lineage, right? I don't want that. So I do certain prayers for that as well. And so, you know, there's just so much to know. And the more I realize, you know, the more I think I know, the more sometimes I think I don't know, you know, because there's just so, so much. So that's why I feel like I am a forever learner. I hope you all are as well. because the moment we stop, that's when we become stagnant, and that's, you know, unless, you know, we've reached that bliss, you know, that's different. That's what we all aspire to. But even then, I definitely have a curious nature. Just, you know, I feel like I was born with it. My, you know, I'm just a very curious person. I want to know everything about everything. And, you know, I've worked in the conventional arena, and, you know, and I've worked in the spiritual one. And my mind automatically just goes spiritual, 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 spiritual. And so it's just, you know, learning about, for instance, past lives, you know, what is a past life and who was I in a past life and what and how does that affect me in my present, you know, state here on earth, right, is something that is very intriguing to me and interesting. Right? I realize not everyone is as thinks everything is as interesting as I do, but that's okay. Let's see. And last on this list right now is Akil, who helps people with many times students, I feel like, is associated with this archangel, helps them with facts and figures for tests, you know, healing, if you have to give a speech or you have to do anything, you know, as far as being graded, or even if it's not graded, you just want to give a good speech, for instance, you know, you call him this, my archangel. But he also is the angel that heals painful memories and helps you to remember your divine life purpose. And this is a big one. He helps us to choose forgiveness. And choosing forgiveness is something that is very important, because when we forgive, it's not that we're accepting that behavior. It's that we're getting our power back, because, you know, forgiveness affects us in a way that manifests, you know, into our subconscious, and, you know, it just affects us in different ways. And holding on to, again, like that anger, you know, that also gets, you know, into our arc field, because I'm associating that with, you know, unforgiveness, right? So it's hard. I mean, it's just, it's so hard, you know. But, you know, the more that you practice your spiritual rituals and techniques and, you know, all these practices and you meditate, all of that is, you know, you watch your words, your thoughts, your actions, you surround yourself with, you know, like-minded people. Get to know your tribe. You know, that's what you need. You get to know your soul tribe, and you'll know them, right? Because they're going to be happy for you. They're going to be happy for you. They're going to be happy when you're happy. And when you're challenged, they're going to lift you up, and they're going to straighten your crown, and they are not going to be judgmental. They're not going to be jealous. I feel like, you know, jealousy falls under that. I mean, there's just a lot of things that can happen that, you know, that fall under, all right, I'll just forgive, you know, I don't, you know, that's making me angry, or things that aren't fair, or whatever that is. You just, you want to forgive, because in short, it just gives you your power back. At the same time, you're not, you know, believing that what that person did was right, you're just taking your power back. And then there's a shift. And things start, you know, happening differently. Okay. So let's get on with our exercises here. All right, so the first exercise we have is protecting our energy fields, our home, and others. So the one thing that I do all the time for myself and others is calling in Mighty Archangel Michael to put a shield of armor around me and who else I'm calling him in for. So, for example, you can say, I call forth the Mighty Archangel Michael to put a permanent shield of protection and a shield of armor around myself and your others. And when you do that, you want to put your name and your birthday. For women, you want to put your maiden name in there and your birthday. So I call forth the Mighty Archangel Michael to put a permanent shield of protection and a shield of armor. Think of a warrior and, you know, in medieval times, you know, that armor that they used to wear. To put the shield of armor around myself, only allowing love to permeate through. And then this is when you're visualizing yourself as you're saying that with an actual armor around your entire body, like I said, like a warrior. And, you know, visualize that breastplate of armor on your chest and around your head and your face, so that you could do this for your... And again, just say, only allowing love to permeate through. And you're golden. And you can say this for your kids, you know, around your home, around others. I put this, I call Mighty Archangel Michael for the shield of armor around anything. I put it around my dogs. I put it around situations. I put it around houses. I put it around everything. You know, so, you know, again, you want to do it with intention, real intention, the full heart. And visualization, the more that you do it, the practice, it will become stronger and stronger and stronger, where you're just able to zoom, you know, see that person, for instance, right? I'll just, you know, see yourself and or another person. And, you know, I start with the top of the head and I go around the shoulders, down the arms, and then, you know, down the midsection, my legs, you know, and then up again. So I, you know, and then that head shield is coming over, and then the breastplate is coming over, and white light's coming in as well. So I'm visualizing the white light, but it's quick, and the intention grows stronger and stronger. All I'm saying, practice, 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 and you're golden. The shield of armor is one. A circle of protection is another, it's like a prayer, really, you know, where you would say something like, I, again, your name and birthday, if you're a woman, you want to use your maiden name, call forth the mighty archangels. You can add anyone you want in here. I'm just giving you examples of, you know, things that, you know, I do. And I do long versions and I do short versions, depending on what's happening. But calling the mighty archangels and the guardian angels, and if, you know, you resonate with saints, you want to call in divine white light, universal energy, whoever you resonate with. I resonate with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, to protect and evil aggression and from this east, the south, the west, the north, and then I just add in up and all around, just for extra protection. You know, you can say thank you for putting your healing and protective energy around me, only allowing love to permeate through. When I'm doing those lights of healing, I'm calling in, you know, certain mighty archangels, and I'm also aligning those healing lights to the chakra colors. So, you know, your crown right, is that more that purple, your third eye, that indigo, your throat is the blue, your solar plexus, or your heart is green, but also green is associated with my Archangel Raphael, so that's where I go first with the green, and I just envision these lights, healing lights, all around me. Then you go down to your solar plexus, which is yellow, your sacral, which is orange, and then you want to ground yourself with color, and then you bring in, you know, whatever other angel colors that you want. You can bring in Mother Mary with blue. I associate her with the blue. Pink. Anything. And again, you can bring in Buddha. You can bring in whoever you resonate with. Just to protect you. And then once you do that, then you want to call on the Holy Spirit to seal the deal. And you could start it, for instance, by stating, come Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, please thank you for filling me, my heart, mind, body, soul. And I visualize the Holy Spirit just like a white, ton of light just circling my entire body, and just going up, to heaven. So that's one. And then there's also, I learned this from a friend, calling on your gatekeeper. She has her own show here, on Sacred Embers, You See Love, and here she explained to me about the gatekeeper, because, you always, again, it's a learning tool, right? We can't actually say to ourselves, we know everything. And I love the sharing of information. That's why I'm sharing it with my listeners, to help you if, again, just add to your own spiritual toolbox. So the gatekeeper is someone that mine right now, you can call it anybody, any angel. I called on my Archangel Michael Metatron to help me to any divine being though, but the gatekeeper basically stands in front of you and prevents any harsh energy from getting to you. Feeling as anything that is, because everything is energy, so even words, like if someone spoke a negative word against you, that's like a bullet. It just hits you, right? And so this gatekeeper, that bullet can't get through to you, right? That gatekeeper is there. It has to go, but cannot, through this being. So it stays away from you. Okay. And I actually love the gatekeeper. So now I call him a gatekeeper for not only myself, but for others as well. So I feel like that was a very powerful spiritual tool to put in my my toolbox. Visualizing, especially people who you feel like maybe judging you or talking about you or just, or jealous. I feel like jealousy comes in here a lot. You're visualizing a mirror surrounding you. So any malicious words, thoughts, feelings, actions from others is automatically reflected back to the sender. Hence, you are safe. So the more people know about this, the more they're going to think about it. And hopefully they'll do that life review and make some adjustments, because this is a very powerful tool that I've used, others have used, and it's just very powerful. So, but at minimum, you just, you want to put, let's say, you just forgot to do your, for whatever reason, stuff comes up, you know, you can always do everything all the time. So at minimum, you just want to visualize like a golden light around surrounding you or white light surrounding you. And if you're walking into, for instance, like, you know, into, I don't know, energy vampires or places that you intuitively feel you need protection, you're just going to put a golden light around you and a white light around you, calling your, you know, my Archangel Michael to surround you, you know, just quick. And that does the trick as well. I just happen to, like, bring in a lot of different tools. But this works as well. Okay? Now I'm going to talk about the power of prayer. And I'm just going to give you a few. Like, I just do these every day. Actually, let me get it here so I can tell you real quick. So in this little prayer book, I have a little drawing that, you know, someone made for me. And, but the ones that I love the most, you want to put the word already in there, which is what I do, but you can do it differently. But this is what I say: Dear God, thank you for already protecting me from anything that wasn't sent by you. You know, that just resonates with me so much. So I use it for others as well. Dear God, thank you for protecting whoever. And then again, you're putting in their name as well as yours and birthday from anything that wasn't sent by you. And I just go down the list, and it makes the world a difference. That's a powerful, powerful prayer. There's another one. There's others like, Dear God, if there's no purpose in it, thank you for already freeing me from it. It was already done. Dear God, thank you for already helping me release what's stealing my peace. I'll give you one last one. Dear God, thank you for already helping me break free from anything that could be breaking me. Prayers are like gatekeepers. And then there's a list of prayers that I do say, but I'm just, for the sake of time, you know, I don't have time to share those with you. But let's see. It's just Mercury retrograde right now because I have the sage going, and it is really smoky window here. And then we're going to be good. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Let's see. There's also exercise, letting go. What no longer serves you. I do this in the shower. I visualize a waterfall of rainbow colors coming down through my crown chakra, which is the top of your head, and washing away all things that no longer serve you. So while visualizing this waterfall, you can say something like, I'm letting go of all people, places, things, actions, words, said, spoken, written by way of third party, from myself and others, from this world and outside this world, to include environments that are not in alignment with my highest self and divine line purpose. And send them down. Thank you for sending them down to Mother Earth to be transmuted with light and love. To do this grounding, by grounding yourself as well, like one way, for instance, by standing outside on the grass or dirt and imagining your feet, the bottom of your feet with these deep roots going down to Mother Earth, and say, again, something like, I am releasing all things that no longer serve me down to Mother Earth to be transmuted to light and love. Whatever words resonate with you. There's also a God box. And here you can write down any worries or concerns or desires or on a piece of paper that you put in a special container called a God box. which could be anything. It could be a shoebox. As a way of letting go and allowing the divine to help you, this is a physical method to relieve you from worry and releasing your cares to heaven. And how do you do this? You just write down your prayer, your requests, your worries for divine intervention, on this paper, because it's an effective way to work in partnership with God and your angels. And what matters most here is your intention and that you write from your heart. And then you can give, either to God by either, to heaven by either burning it, which releases it, putting it in the freezer, which stops whatever situation from progressing. You can bury it, which is what I do, usually, which helps with emotional healing, or simply putting your letter in a God box. I do have a God box, and it is a shoebox. But people decorate it. They do all sorts of stuff. Your God box can be as simple, like I said, as a shoebox. But it's a time-honored tool for gaining peace of mind and answers to your prayers. Power of affirmations. Let's get there. These are also things that are just so important. So, like, the ones that, I have, honestly, we have 90 seconds left. So I'm just going to say a couple. I am divinely safe, protected, and abundant spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and financially. Both my loved ones. I am blessed. I am grateful. I am confident in all that I do. I am receiving daily miracles and divinely set people into my life for my highest and greatest good. So because of time, I hope that you have enjoyed the show. I did do an Oracle card pool for you guys from the Angel Answers deck for the collective, and it was the throat chakra, which just means that you want to communicate more effectively and lovingly and speak your truth. So again, I hope you enjoyed tonight's show and that you felt that it was valuable information, learned, and that you can add to your spiritual toolbox. So thank you again for joining me, and I look forward to connect. You can email me at catpeople777@gmail.com. So God bless, and good night, everyone.